Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in this 24th Sunday of the year, the evangelist Mark makes us to reflect about the identity of Jesus through a question raised by Jesus himself. And that question is not something like, how are people reacting to my preaching? Or what do they make of my miracles? Or what impact do you think I am having on society? He asks none of those questions. Rather, who do people say I am? And after their response, he specified the question and asked them again, and you, who do you say that I am? Peter answers, you are Christ. By this answer, Peter expressed his firm conviction that Jesus was the promised Messiah, the Son of the living God. So we could say that by the fact Jesus did not ask any more questions about his identity reveals that he was happy with the answer given by Peter. And it is good for us to reflect why Jesus was satisfied with the answer of Peter. Our limited understanding makes us to affirm that Jesus is a prophet like John the Baptist and Elijah, but he is someone greater than all the prophets. He's the Christ, the anointing one, the Son of God. Thus, the answer of Peter that Jesus is the Christ makes Jesus an indispensable part of our life, because we who are creatures do not have spiritual existence without Jesus, who is the Son of God. And if this question resonates in us today, it is because Jesus still posed this question before us today. Who do you say that I am, you who are here in the church? We can give all different answers, and perhaps all of them right. But I think the perfect answer would be the answer of Peter. It is important to have the right answer because it expresses our belief system. And our beliefs will always determine our lifestyle. Our faith will always express itself in corresponding action. If our answer is wrong or partial, our lifestyle too can be faulty or one side. This is the truth that the second reading of today, taken from the letter of St. James, confirmed. St. James states that our faith cannot be devoid of good works, because true faith is not just a proclamation of a set of beliefs. Rather, it is the incarnation of what is believed. We have to live what we believe in. If our faith is not accompanied by works, it is dead. St. James told us. Moreover, we have to retain that it isn't enough to believe certain facts about Christ because, as it is said by St. James, because even Satan and his demons believe in the true God. He said exactly in chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 19, "You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe that and tremble." So the difference is that they don't love. They don't obey to God. Their faith is not genuine. Thus, brothers and sisters, to follow Jesus the Messiah is not just to say amen to his teachings, but also to live them. His core teaching is love, and that entails self-sacrifice and dedicated service to the needy. For whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me, Jesus said. So, the focal point of how faith leads to consequent lifestyle is very clear in the conversation that follows between Jesus and Peter. Peter was happy that he could give right answer to Jesus about his identity. Though he gave the right answer, he had a wrong idea about Christ. He perhaps thought of a triumphant and glorious God, glorious Christ, who could destroy the enemies and establish the kingdom of God. On the contrary, Jesus expressed the true identity of the Christ as someone who has to suffer. He would be rejected by the elders, he said, the chief priests and the scribes, and he would be killed. But Peter could never accept a suffering Christ. He could never accept a weak Christ who would be put to death by the enemies. Hence, Peter began to rebuke Jesus and correct him. And we heard it. The response of Jesus to Peter's rebuke is very harsh. He called Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." And Jesus has never used the word Satan before, against anyone before. He had enemies. There were people trying to plot against him and to get rid of him. But Jesus, as Son of Man, knew their plans, but he never addressed them as Satan. On the contrary, today, here is Jesus calling his dearest disciple Satan. What is the reason? The reason, I believe, is simple. How you believe, so you live. How you believe, so you live. If Peter were to believe in a glorious king, in Jesus, he would also expect to be glorious, his way of life. On the contrary, the way of life showed by Jesus is different. A simple life, a life of sacrifice, a life of suffering, a life of unconditional love. This is the kind of life led by Isaiah, the suffering servant, as we find in the first reading of today. Hence, brothers and sisters, let us get our faith and conviction correctly, based on the life and teachings of Jesus. Let us get our thoughts enlightened, and inspired, because where our thoughts are, there we are. In this sense, someone said, to signify how important is to think faith and action similarly. That person said, for me personally, I've always thought of Jesus as a close friend who I can't see, who watches over me. For me, Jesus is a person of action, caring and love, a person who makes demands on us to be faithful, to be caring, a person who comes by without condemning, but standing alongside of and affirming the dignity of every person. For me, he is the one who says to each one, you are my buddy, you are my child, and I love you no matter what. That's the Jesus that I serve. That's the Jesus that has become real to me in so many ways, because he was a man of action, because he didn't just spend his time only in prayer. He spent his time among the people and walking among them. So, brothers and sisters, finally, let us be followers and disciples of the crucified, knowing that in some points in our lives, we are invited to carry also, to carry our cross, or to carry his cross. Let us carry him in our hearts and manifest him in all our thoughts, works, and actions, so that it is no longer us who walk, but Christ in us, the one who always wants to provide us with the strength to move forward. So if it happens that some part of our life is inconsistent with the faith we profess, let us stand to offer ourselves in the Eucharist, where we can be transformed for becoming, in our turn, for becoming faithful and fruitful disciples. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.